It is time once again for Sight Village. Yes, it tours around the country every year, bringing people with visual impairments the latest news on technology, high-tech, low-tech, and services to help people who are blind or partially sighted lead independent lives. It's all organised by Queen Alexandra College in Birmingham, and we're joined by Karen Easthope. Karen, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, thank you.
So things are all very busy once again?
It is, yes. We kick off our Sight Village 2016 season at the end of this month in Edinburgh and Glasgow. So it's always a good start to the year when we're coming up north of the border.
So the 26th for Edinburgh and the 27th for Glasgow. How are they shaping up? How busy are they going to be in terms of the exhibitors you have?
Well, we have 35 exhibitors at both events. So a nice mix of the usual high-tech computers, CCTVs, low-tech, mobile phone apps, etc. But we're also trying to diversify and get more lifestyle and information services attracted to our events across the country. So we've got people like Sight Scotland, Association of Scottish Talking Newspapers on board, so you can keep up to date with current affairs.
So really, there's something for all ages. You don't have to be a tech geek to enjoy Sight Village.
No, absolutely not, no. I mean, if you are a tech geek, then it's the ideal place for you to visit. But no, again, if you shy away from technology, which I have to admit I do a little bit, then it's still a good place to visit. Either of the shows, either in Edinburgh or Glasgow, they're pretty much the same exhibitors at both, but there's something there for everybody.
Now, it all began many years ago in one room at Queen Alexandra College, and it's grown massively. You have the main event in the summer at Birmingham, but you now spread your wings across the UK. So does that mean that people want more from Sight Village and they want it, you know, in their area?
I think that's right. I mean, yes, we did start in one little room at the college way back before I was working here, so 23, I think, years ago now. And then we just stayed in Birmingham for a number of years, really. And then we found that people didn't want to travel or couldn't afford to travel. So we decided to take the show on the road, and we visit 5 cities across the UK each year.
How do you select the venues? Because obviously they're very important for people to get to if they have visual impairments.
Absolutely. And if anybody that's a regular to any of the Sight Village events, they'll know that we try and keep the same or have kept the same venues for the past 5-6 years. Once I find a venue that's totally accessible, that's the first thing, obviously. And the staff at each venue get used to the visitors, get used to the event. It just makes it so much easier for me as organiser, but also for the visitors, for the visitor experience.
What about if people want to come along independently? Can they get help to find a way around the exhibitions, or is there sort of information and maps, etc., they can look at?
Yeah, absolutely. We have sighted guides available at both venues this year, gratefully received from the Sir Optimists International at the Edinburgh show and through the My Guide initiative through Guide Dogs at Glasgow. So don't be put off if you want to come along and you feel that you might need that little extra help to navigate yourself around the event. We do have volunteers on site.
You always have a great variety of exhibitors, Karen, and I think that that's down to the fact that Sight Village is really seen as one of the big events, because you have people coming from all over the world to show their wares and launch new products.
We do, yeah. We've got a great following, and each year we're lucky that we attract new exhibitors, especially from across Europe. So there's always something new, particularly at the bigger events like Birmingham and London later on in the year. But not to say that, you know, people don't travel to Scotland. We've got a wonderful new organisation called ORCAM attending both Scotland events, and they've got some amazing glasses that can speak to you, basically. I think to go onto our website and have a look at what they have to offer, it's just amazing. So we're lucky that we do attract new and exciting initiatives.
Absolutely. Just getting back to the volunteer side of things, Karen, you know, if people would like some assistance around, do they have to pre-book that, or can they just turn up?
Nope, just turn up. We can't pre-book for various reasons, but just turn up and ask for a guide when you arrive at reception. Sometimes during our very busy periods, there is a short wait, but generally one of the member of the Site Village team will assist if there's no guides available.
Okay, so Edinburgh and Glasgow are your first two events. Just remind us then, Karen, all the dates, the times and where the venues are.
Okay, well, Edinburgh is the 26th of April. The venue is the Hilton Grosvenor Street, so that's very nicely accessible. Glasgow, the next day, 27th of April, that's the Marriott Hotel on Argyle Street. Both events open at 10 o'clock in the morning, close at 3 o'clock, and both are situated in hotels, so refreshments can be purchased throughout the day.
Fantastic. Karen, sounds like you're going to have some very busy days in Edinburgh and Glasgow. If people would like more information, how can they go about doing that?
Okay, there's a couple of ways that people can get in touch or find out more. If they visit the Site Village website, which is www.qacsitevillage.org.uk, they can have a look at all the exhibitors online. Alternatively, if they prefer that information by alternate formats, we can arrange that before the show. If they call 0121 428 5041, one of the team will take the details. I'd be more than happy to send out information.
Well, we'll have people going along to the events, Karen, to have a wander around. We'll tell all our listeners about it if they can't make it along to the event. But in the meantime, good luck as it all kicks off in Edinburgh and Glasgow, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alan.